25.2. EDE 01260720250802. Audio. Without knowing rocket-specific language, I'll call the tail cylinder of the engines the anti-recoil cylinder. This problem is caused by the air. At a certain altitude, this cylinder will become useless for the recoil. Care must be taken here. Trying to eliminate it in the same way as conventional rockets increases the risk of collisions with the engine nozzles. More than one solution exists for this, however, I believe this cylinder must be detonated from the center in addition to the explosive bolts that hold it to the rocket. To prevent an unsynchronized explosion, would it be possible to have the bolts holding the half shells outside the cylinder? With synchronized explosions, the cylinder will split in two as it detaches from the rocket. According to our understanding, this procedure is safe in a limited gravity environment, but especially in an airless environment. I'm writing this because the launch of these modules must be carried out without a human presence on board. I'm not an aeronautical engineer or a mission specialist. But I still believe that SSV must be developed with a long-term perspective for space. I know it's not simple, but the simplest way to avoid workplace accidents in a space environment is to avoid work altogether. This comment also applies to organizations that oversee the environment. Nothing is simple. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 26, 2025.